We're with Mike O'Rourke from IBM. We're talking about big data. Let me ask you a different kind of a question.
Okay.
What about data as it ages? We're collecting everything. We're never throwing anything away. I know storage is getting cheaper. What happens to data as it ages? Does it become more valuable like wine? Or is it like that roast beef in the back of my refrigerator that becomes worse over time?
It's a great question. I think there are some kinds of data that does get more valuable over time. So you want data on, let's say, let's take wine. You want wine growth, harvest, temperatures, all those things so that you have the ability to go back and look at the best years, what's not the best years, and move forward, right? There's a whole bunch of data. Let's just take Twitter data, right, where you've got a deca-hose of information. Now, Twitter's keeping all that data, right? But I only want a piece of it. I'm only interested in client sentiment for a specific company with maybe a certain demographic. I need to be able to take only the data I want and store it. And potentially, I don't even want to store it. I just want to analyze it in a point in time and then not use it, right? So the goal for me is you should depend on the data providers to make the decisions on how valuable their own data is. For most people trying to develop an application or to look at analytics, they just want to be able to get the data and the analytics they want when they need it and then move forward, right? So they shouldn't have to store all that data. They should only store, if they want to store it, just the pieces that they're interested in.
It's easier to store all the data. Plus, you don't know what you don't know.
That's right. So there's no question that I think most providers of data, so let's take Esri from or MapQuest from a mapping perspective, geospatial perspective, or Twitter from a Twitter perspective, they have to keep all that data because there's value in them being able to sell that data to other people, right? For me, for most people who use that data, I only need a point in time piece of data, right? So I count on the vendors to understand who own the data, for them to understand the length that they should keep it, how much of it should keep, the information they should keep, and then I'm only interested in the things that I want to do. I may be interested in 50 years back of information. I hope you've got it, or not, right?
Does it make sense to aggregate data as it gets older, especially in the retail environment where now we need it minute by minute, but a year from now we might only need it month by month?
Yeah, no, it totally makes sense to aggregate the data, right? That's got to be a part of the overall plan that you've got. And again, most retail data that I think that people would look at isn't going to be interesting, you know, next year. Looking at what happened 30 years ago probably isn't going to be all that interesting unless I'm looking at overall trends, right? But, you know, customer buying patterns and stuff, that's already been documented. There's already analytics on that. You don't need that part of the information anymore.
Last question. Do you have any sense of what percentage of data is ever actually accessed?
That's a great question. I do not. I do not. My guess is that it's under 1%. Right. Speaking from us working with specific customers in terms of the data that we're pulling for customers and the things that they're looking at in their dashboards and not even getting any deeper on, it's definitely less than 1%. So with that sample size, I'm saying it's probably under 1%, but it's low. It's very low.
Michael Rourke from IBM. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.